is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is January 21st, 2021. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 246, if I'm not mistaken. How's it going, guys?
How are you?
Good.
Good to see all your
beautiful
faces.
HD faces, anyways.
HD right. Faces?
That's Mickey with the old push broom there.
Your new cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like everyone's joining the new camera club.
My creepy stash.
You got a pretty new camera because you got a new computer not too long ago. Or how long is this? Probably been like 5 years
it's
now.
Close to 5 years. What are you talking about?
See, that's a sign of oldness when it's like, didn't you just get that new computer? It's like, oh, 5 years ago.
Well, when people are just throwing away years and being like, eh, we don't need to see each other for a year. Everything will be fine. Then, you know, yeah, you get old real quick. So.
Yeah.
What's going on this week? Anything happening? I don't know. I took my first fall on my run today. That was fun. Landed pretty hard. I'm sure tomorrow I'll be pretty sore.
Were you wearing your slip-proof shoe?
I was not.
Yeah, I talked about
I
those.
Was not. They fuck up my knees. I tried them and they don't feel good on my knees.
Up your knees?
But I fall down once so far this year, and I'd be running every time on them.
Yeah, only takes once.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like having a kid. Only takes once. I suppose we should start with the biggest news of the week. It's once again is Ryan. Your thoughts on The Bachelorette or Bachelor or whatever is going on?
I think he is a slut, and the second girl is the hottest, but I don't like the brunette. Does that work?
Sure. I think there's still like 30 girls or whatever.
I can't believe that someone got a rose. Yes. Oh, yeah. There's my generic answer to Bachelor-related questions.
I can't believe someone got a rose.
Yeah.
That's like your generic answer to everything.
I can't believe you guys currently knew it was on.
I just know because Chris asked. And I know Chris knows because Amy definitely knows.
Amy definitely knows.
I do miss watching Bachelorette in Paradise with her.
The biggest news everybody knows is Bernie and those mittens. Everybody knows that.
Bernie's staying warm. Don't leave him alone.
Bernie's a player, man. I like that guy.
Like, you know, his memes. His meme game, which he's not involved in at all, are just awesome. Just him, like, fucking, like, shows up with his fucking mail, like, I got shit to do. I'll show up for this little fucking thing as soon as it's done. I got mail. I gotta do this thing. I got a big day today.
I didn't think that was pretty funny.
Now, what do you think the average age of somebody that was at that inaugural ball was yesterday? What's the average age in the room?
172 with lizard blood.
How the fuck did they get all those old people to stay up that late? I mean, they're out there partying past 9 o'clock. I'm like, holy fuck, I can't even do that.
They said they'd pay him.
My grandparents used to stay up till about 3, 4 in the morning and then sleep a couple hours and then do it again.
Yeah, but your grandparents fuck constantly, so they're not normal grandparents.
That's true.
Yeah, it was a weird... I guess we can, if you don't want to start with fucking Bachelor or whatever, we can talk about people and your inaugural experience and such. And
I brought it up for Ryan because Ryan, look at his face. Ryan's real excited.
I do about it. Bernie. No, I'm just smiling at the Bernie thing because I didn't say bad words, kid. Go to bed,
Ryan.
Bro,
we should actually sidetail into the fact that I don't like the way Ryan is raising his kid to just say fuck you in the middle of the night.
And you know what? You say, like, I could fucking say anything that I fucking want. I'm a fucking adult.
Fucking go to bed.
It was funny.
Get the fuck out of here.
At lunch the other day, somehow we were talking about swear words and stuff, and then, like, June was like, and then dad just starts swearing like crazy on his podcast, too. And they just started like laughing super hard and like, and I was like, yeah, well, what do you do? And then they said, I heard you swearing on your work call. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do that sometimes too.
Yep.
None of your fucking business.
Swearing is a fucking grown-up thing. When you grow up, you can swear too.
Bernie's, by the way, is pretty pimp though. Like, the thing is, the guy's just like doing his job. He doesn't give a crap about like. I mean, he doesn't even look that slobby, really. He just got sweet gloves.
He looks like he's like, fuck you all. I tried to help you. You guys want to play your little game, so fuck you. I'm just going to sit here and do my thing. That's what it. That's the vibe I got from him. So did you guys... I don't know. Okay, so I was talking to Ryan the other night about this, but I got in a little bit of trouble for the whole inauguration thing because... I just don't care, man. I really don't care that much. I'm happy that there's a douchebag gone, and I'm not at... I mean, I'm fine that there's a new person in, but I just don't think that's going to be the cure to all our woes. So I'm like, all right, cool. And then on the other side of that, Amy went and got a cake. She fucking wrote on the cake. She had cake. She talked to the boys all day about it, how exciting it is. And so our heads kind of butted a little bit when she was like, why aren't you more excited? And I'm like... I don't know. I don't know if I can explain it. But there was stuff that happened, right? People were excited.
Like, yeah. If a new Star Wars is coming out and she's not as excited as you, and you're just like, hey, why aren't you more excited for Star Wars?
Yeah, but she's willing to dress up to go out to Star Wars with
her. Yeah, Chris is willing to dress up.
She'll put the costume on.
No, Chris got dressed. He probably got dressed. He put some underwears on.
Nah. He didn't eat the cake. That's
he put fancy running shoes on and waved out.
That was yesterday. Or that was today. Inauguration was yesterday. So. Yesterday I did not wipe out. Yeah, I don't know. Did you guys do anything special? Or did you watch anything? Or did you hang out and play?
I didn't give two shits.
No, I was at work. I listened to it. You know, it was a good speech. But overall, I mean, it is different in, it's not like a fucking, hey, I'm going to change things because those guys suck, and now that you got me here, everything's going to change because I'm awesome. It was a, hey, man, we're going to try and be better. We're going to try and do this. And he never blamed anybody. He never said anything bad about somebody, which was nice to not have blame someone, just say like, hey, we got a lot of problems. Let's fix those problems. Let's try that. So that's nice to hear, you know, regardless of what changes or not changes, you know, it's nice to hear, hey, we're all in this. Let's fucking fix it. Let's try and fix the problems.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm going to probably enjoy the most about the transition is not being assailed on a daily basis about, you know, personal attacks against people and, oh, they're just out to get me and this, you know, all that's going to kind of go away, and it's just going to be kind of like, well, you'll never hear me, you know, lying about things. Instead, I'll just pull up the guy that actually knows what he's talking about and have him tell you. I mean, that's going to be a nice change, but what you said, Chris, I don't think this is, as of yesterday, things are going to be immediately better. Well, no, it's not. We're stuck in a cycle, and that cycle's just going to repeat itself.
I don't know. Just give it, I say 3 months. Then when the media, the empires are like, our profits are way down. We got to do something. Somebody go see what Trump's got to say. And then I'll be back in the limelight. Because one thing that is not spoken of in the last 4 years is like newspaper sales, online newspapers, all that stuff. Their profits are way up. And there's one reason for that. And they like that reason, which is the reason why they always reported on it.
They'll find another story that gets people involved. It's the cycle.
What I did put up there real quick was someone made a site, bernie-sits.hero, herokuapp.com. You basically can put any address in it. It'll take a picture. And it'll put Bernie sitting there. Like, I put one of Bernie sitting in my front lawn.
Oh, you put your address.
That's your front lawn.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, no, here. Right there. There's my lawn. And he's sitting there on the front lawn. I put the picture up there. You can put any address in there, and it'll just be Bernie sitting there.
I want to do it.
The thing is, Like, Ryan could have done this in Buck, but Ryan didn't do it. So Ryan doesn't love Bernie.
It just uses a Google image of the house. That's awesome. From a long time ago. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's still all cool. Right,
Ryan, come on, baby. That could have been you.
Yeah, that would have been smart.
That's but awesome. I want to find really famous places and put Bernie there now.
Yeah, like, people have been putting him, like, you know, like, in, let's see, they put him at, like, in front of a Biltmore Hotel, on the 50-yard line at the Clemson Stadium, just, like,
that's
oh, shit, why is it blurry?
I don't know.
Well, the Google image of my house is rather recent, actually, which is kind of interesting.
I've seen Dave 2's recently.
Yeah, but it's fucking great, man. Bernie at Dave and Buster's and shit like that. That's fucking great.
That's awesome. That's pretty sweet.
See? Ryan could have been famous, but Ryan didn't.
This probably already existed as like an app, and you just have to like put a different image in it.
So, but since it uses Google Street View, it's very topical, but I gotta tell you, for the last like 4 or 5 days, I've been having this love affair with hang on, I always forget the name. Oh, GeoGuessr. Now, I know GeoGuessr is old, but if you haven't heard about it, basically GeoGuessr is, it plops you down in a Google Street View anywhere in the world, and you just gotta move around a little bit and then guess where you're at, and you get points the closer you are to anything else. And I don't know why, but it's a video game, but it's web-based. You just go to GeoGuessr and you push start, and it, so you get, there's the basic one, the daily one is you get 5 random locations, and you accumulate points based on how close you are. And I think it's fucking awesome. I don't know why I think it's awesome. I just do. I'm like, oh, cars are on the left side of the road. That means something. Or that language looks a little French. That means something. Or the fucking, there's tropical looking trees. That means something. You just get to kind of simulate a guess. You feel like Sherlock Holmes on a really dumb Sherlock Holmes, but you're like, I figured something out. And it's very rewarding when you figure shit out.
they have a battle royal, be the last one standing.
Yeah, that one's more time based, and I don't like the time based ones. I like the ones where I can just relax and be like, all right, what do I want to do now? Okay, I'll go round down this way, I'll do this stuff. So, plus it's cool to see different world places, right? Like, that's neat looking. I don't know what language that is. It kind of looks like Sanskrit. What, who speaks in, who writes in Cyrillic? I don't know. So it's pretty cool.
I like good. That. You got lots of points. Are you on the leaderboard?
I don't know, but I'm really good. I ain't gonna lie. I only, in the last 4 days, I've done 20 guesses and I've only missed one. And I was close. I said South Africa instead of Kenya, basically because they're both English colonies, and I missed it by a little bit. So.
Son of a bitch.
I was going to ask how small of a space you have to guess down to, the city, the country?
The closer you are, the more points you get. So, like, if you say country, like, there's some that'll be in the United States. If you pick anywhere randomly in the United States, you won't get as many points. So you want to kind of narrow it down to, it's easy when they're like, oh, what flag is that? Now I know what state I'm in because of that flag. Or, yeah, like, landmarks and stuff. So it's fun and dumb.
What is Ryan's kitchen? You'd be like, ooh, 100 million points. Because you can see Ryan right there making a pizza.
That'd be pretty impressive. Take a screenshot if that ever happens.
Will do. Yeah, you guys should do that. My favorite one was, there was one, and it looked like an African country, and they were playing baseball and not football. So I was like, there's only a few places I think where they'd be playing baseball.
That look like African countries? You're like,
yeah.
Okay.
I have a guess.
What is it?
Dominican Republic.
It was actually Africa. There's also like, a lot of people are like, where's the sun and how high is the sun and shit? And I'm like, I'm not that good at it yet, but.
Oh, wow.
It was Liberia. Liberia, baseball is still pretty big over there. So. I don't know. It's fun. You guys should do it sometime. Takes a while, but it's fun.
Sounds fun.
There are currently 50 million people playing the world one.
I like the world one.
What's it called again?
GeoGuessr.
GeoGuessr.
And I think there's one that's like a randomly created world for people who pay for it, where it creates the world randomly? I don't know how. I don't know. It's like an AI-generated world or something like that, but it's still our world. It's just things are generated weirdly. I saw somebody playing online. I was like, that's
interesting. You could take a group, right? And I'd be like, okay, I'm in charge, right? I pick a random spot, and then my friend group has to guess, and then they get points. And then the person who wins gets to be the next placer.
Yeah, that's cool. They're fun, is what I'm getting at. All
right, Ryan, fix that. Make that happen.
Even though I know some programming, it doesn't mean I want to do anything technological. It's funny. I can imagine, like, if I worked at your company, yeah, everything involved, you'd be like, we just need Ryan to do everything. Everything that needs to be done, Ryan should definitely do. Right, well, except for the great building shit. You know, I'll build the shit. Right. Ryan right does everything.
I'll be like, hey, does anyone want to weld? And I'll be like, oh, welding is awesome. Welding is super fun.
That's what spells are like in D&D. Is there a spell that needs to be done? Ryan should be fucking doing it. What, his character doesn't cast spells? I don't care. He should be doing it.
Right. It's like, come on.
I can't wait, though, if I did get hired there and, like, I'm, you know, creating my programs, automating shit, and then one day it's like welding, you know, Dave's on top of it. All of a sudden, Weldatron 2000 comes crawling in like, Dave, automated welding. That'd be pretty sweet. You'd be like, shit. You'd probably be impressed. You'd probably be like, I hate you, but at the same time, well done. Why, well,
no, man, that's I'm never mad at anybody who comes up with a way better way of doing something than me. I'd be like, all right, cool.
Well, I didn't tell you that I programmed him to eliminate all the competition, though. That's what.
Oh, see, that's the problem. Is like you thought that happened, mm-hmm, but then I hit the big red button that I have on my messy ass desk, and that implodes everything.
Oh, okay. Well,
like, see, sorry, explosion.
Checks and balances.
It doesn't. Doesn't bring you a Diet Coke.
No, that's what the refrigerator under my desk is for.
Bernie's Sitting Places is cool. I kind of wish I knew more famous addresses. I was like, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
See, it's funny that, like, simultaneously there's been, like, you playing a weird game, and now I've been just putting Bernie Places. You're like, hey, man. Yeah, there's Bernie. He's been hanging out there.
They should add a version where it's just the same game, but for the fun of it, Bernie's in every location.
They combine the games. They put Bernie in a location, and Chris has got to guess where Bernie's at.
That'd be awesome.
He'd be like, oh, where is Bernie? Oh, man, okay, it's an African country. Okay. There's French over there.
Yeah. How do you spell beer?
Interesting thing to look at here. If you go to foxnews.com, I was just curious what Fox News is reporting on Biden.
Sure, you were curious.
Oh, I was, and I searched for Biden.
You have it bookmarked.
I can type Fox News.
Why wouldn't you? I'll be looking at both sides of the news.
Probably, yeah. But it's interesting how, like, you know, like, I wasn't sure what it would be like. I thought it might be just sort of like neutral, but it's not.
No.
I mean, when I search for Biden, the first thing I see is Biden gets testy with reporters over vaccine rollout question, and then Biden to new administration staffers, be nice to others or I'll fire you on the spot.
Yeah.
Biden has bigger issues to worry about than following his own mask mandate. You know, like, fucking interesting. It's interesting that computer repair shop owner at center of Hunter Biden scandal speaks out.
Blind.
It's
Well, that's why he speaks out, so the C's out. Come on.
So the question that you wonder is, so this is clearly, and they talk about how Fox News has got a bunch of, what is the term, opinion, you know, people that share opinions, and then they are then immune to, like, any kind of legal action against, like, saying lies, because they say, oh, these are just opinion people, and people know that it's not the news. That's been their argument in legal cases, which is interesting.
Yep.
But the sources of news that, you know, we get, how much are those, are the equivalent of Fox News?
All of them?
That is the question.
Rich people are trying to make money off of a business. They call it the news.
Well, I know that's happening, but the question more is, how do you find the truth given that? You know?
Yeah, you look at lots of sources and you try to steer clear of the ones that they try to steer clear of the ones that have obviously had ridiculous slants in their life, you know.
And most of them, they should be a credible news source, should be labeling it analyzed or opinion instead of, you know, the facts. And just read the articles that are just stating the facts and not look for their opinion on it. Stay away from those types of articles and read from many different sources.
Yeah, that's what makes me sad is most of the, like, I can't think of one that is a mainstream one that I, like, I won't say trust, that, I haven't seen in the past them completely say something that I know is not the truth, or at least slanted in a way where it's presented to be not the truth. So.
It's leaving. They're trying to leave.
Yeah.
Freshman GOP loft maker files articles of impeachment against.
Yep.
Yeah, she said she was going to do that on day one. She said, I mean,
yep.
There's, I don't know. This is one of the reasons I wasn't getting excited, right?
Nothing's changing. No, none of these rich white people are going to jail. And not real jail. I mean, they might go to a country club and get, like, day pass privileges to go visit town. You know, Martha Stewart-esque. But none of them are going to be punished.
No.
Everything's going to stay the same.
Yeah.
Different people are going to be the head of it.
I agree. I am happy to not have a representation that is toxic. That does mean something.
Oh, yeah, getting Trump out meant something, but that cause is over, so now we're back to the same old shitty.
Right.
Yeah, perhaps we've gotten back to a more normal shitty, but the truth is it's a pretty huge step forward. And if you measure yourself against absolute perfection.
We got back to what we was before him, that's all. It's not a step
right,
forward,
but it could have gone a lot worse, like very easily. Yeah,
it's an improvement from yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. I'm just saying you're going to be miserable if you compare yourself to absolute perfection. And if you compare, you know, you got to take the day to day wins as well.
Yeah, and history isn't a straight line up. It goes like this, right? Up and down. It's a graph. It's a bar graph that goes up and down. It's a wave. Wave function. No,
right.
It's not.
It's like, you know, trying to say, like, weather's been shitty a bunch of days. Fuck this. But yeah, trying to compare weather to climate, which they do.
Hey.
Fucking.
The last 2 days have been great. Although today was a little too windy for my taste.
Yeah, it was surprisingly windy.
Yeah.
You know, they said the wind is gonna calm down, and then it was like, calm down wind. Oh, the next day. Sorry, we meant it was gonna calm down after today. Today was gonna be windy as fuck.
Tomorrow's gonna be
cold. In the afternoon, too.
Yeah.
It's like a full 24 hours later.
That doesn't help me. All right, well, I guess we'll continue our long-standing tradition of not talking about politics. What we can talk about is WandaVision! We have started we've started the infinite Marvel content on TV. We will never be out without more Marvel content. We can just escape into our reality, much like Wanda, and then we don't have to worry about anybody else. Anybody not watch the first two episodes? No, we all did.
Hey, we didn't have to swear.
Oh, wow.
I watched them.
Oh, man, it brings tears to my fucking eyes, dude. Fuck, Ryan.
I'm so proud of you,
dude. And it helps that they're a half hour long, so Ryan's like, I can do that. And Amber's like, how long are they? And Ryan's like, I don't know, like 30 minutes?
I just watched them after she went to
bed. The first one is 39 with 7.5 minutes of credits. Like, Jesus Christ, Marvel. You
know, yeah, that's true. It also helped that Chris just, like, totally ignored me for, like, 6 nights in a row for some reason. So I was like, frickin', I'll watch every TV show
right. Ryan probably got on. Chris was like, it's about 1:30 in the morning. I'm probably done for a little while. Hey, what's up, guy? I'm trying to, Chris, like, oh, really?
Yeah, Ryan. No, I just got onto him and like, yeah, two half an hour shows is like a blip. You know, it's like bloop and done.
It
goes so fast.
It's a very big blip. Very little blip. All right. Who wants to start? Anybody want to volunteer? Talk about it?
Dave, too. He's always got great opinions on television.
It definitely did not start off how... hold on, let me take this. So I had my expectations based off the trailers, right? I was talking a lot about Agnes and you know, people that I thought could be behind it. Now that I saw a certain symbol, at the end of the first episode, which was in the TV trailer before it. I was like, my whole opinion of the show has changed on what exactly is going on. And I think it really truly is fallout from Infinity War. I still think it takes place after Endgame, but I think it's a fallout from Endgame and Infinity War and all this and that. I enjoyed it. I thought the comedic interaction between the two were really fun and really kind of spot on. I dig the old school TV vibe sitcoms. To know that they brought in Dick Van Dyke to talk to them about the old sitcoms and how they worked and how they did things, I thought that was pretty cool. And I think it's going to be kind of even cooler that it seems each episode is a different decade and they're working their way up. So overall, I'm really enjoying it. We're only two episodes in, so we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Wait, each episode is a different decade?
Yeah.
And a different show style.
Yeah, because the first one was Dick Van Dyke.
That's the 50s.
You know, like that. Mm-hmm. Right, and then the second one was
Bewitched from the 60s. Yeah. And then it turned color, so we're probably going to get a 70s show.
Sure. I think it's going to be Brady Bunch.
It looks kind of Brady Bunch-ish.
Yeah.
And it would make sense, Brady Bunch and For the Children.
Yeah, Yeah, a little robotic For the Children.
It's a weird ass show, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Very artistic.
It's like, you know, I don't even know what to think about it, honestly. I mean, like, I found it entertaining, but it was entertaining. Like, what are you trying? Like, a lot of times with shows, you know what you're going to be getting out of it. You know, you're going to be getting out action, adventure, surprise, whatever. This show is like, are you watching an old show that's kind of fun and funny? Or are you watching something where you're trying to dissect its meaning? Yeah, I think it's a weird mix. Nobody, like, that's a weird thing that I haven't encountered ever.
Well, it's like a mystery before. Kind of, right? It's kind of like a mystery.
Yeah, but it's a mystery with a weird setting. A setting of the show itself seems fake. So you're trying to figure out what's true. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a mystery, a lot of times, it's like they show you some truths. But there's clues.
Well, we have seen something outside the outside of the show. Yeah. Like, remember, so we know that something, they are trapped somewhere, and there's like, Wanda, who's doing this to you? You know, various things from the outside bleeding in.
Well, but then she says, like, no. You know, like, so it's like, she may be trapped, or she may be entrapped.
That specifically made me think of Inception, when he says, like, hey, the architect builds it, but then you, when you're in there, your mind fills in everything else. Remember, you know, when they said that. So basically, someone put her in there, or she's in there for some reason, and basically her mind is then filling in all the rest of what's going on. That's why there's hiccups and stuff like that, or things that, like, who's real and who's not. I think Agnes is real. And what, you know, what she is different. Like, just things. Like, I think that's Agatha Harkness. I think that's her character, is real life, who works for Mephisto. I mean, she said little things like, the one episode, there was Senior Scratchy, which means Mr. Scratchy. Mr. Scratch is another common name that they used to call for the devil. She said when they were talking about, in the first episode, when they were talking about, wedding anniversaries, when they're trying to remember what the date meant. She said June 2nd. June 2nd is the Salem witch trial. So, like, it just fits that.
And see, because of the way she answered at the end of the second episode, she was like, no, and she kind of rewound things. This is where I was kind of thinking this is more like fallout from Infinity War and Endgame. Vision's gone, and so she has created this world. After everything has come down from Infinity War, everything's done, Endgame, everything's done, everything's over, and she's kind of depressed, Vision's gone, she creates this imaginary world, and, you know, the symbol I talked about is sword, right?
Yep.
And I think she's created this own bubble, and she's living in this bubble, and these are actual sword members that are coming in, trying to figure out what's going on, and they're getting trapped. that's, you know, like Monica Rambeau and you know, the, I think it was like a drone flying overhead that turns into this colorful helicopter.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where I think this is where it's going to go, is I think they're really, honestly, I think they're setting her up to be kind of the big second bad guy for the multiverse film with Doctor Strange.
Right.
There was a Hydra thing too, right? What was the Hydra?
The commercials. Oh, commercials. There was the Stark toaster, and the Stark toaster like was beeping with a red light, like a bomb, like a deep, 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 kept getting faster, 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 and then there was the Strucker walk, which also the ticking was like started going faster as well.
Mm-hmm. And like both a countdown things
or something. Yep.
Both things come from her past, right? I mean,
yep.
We talked about how her parents died due to a Stark bomb.
Right.
And then, you know, being experimented on by Strucker. So.
Right. Like, in the background of the first episode, on the wall is a painting. And that painting is of the big Hydra base that, you know, from the very beginning of Age of Ultron. Like, this is, it's like, it's filled with important things from her past, but she doesn't realize that she's filling them in.
See, that's what's so weird about the show, is that all of these things are, like, super subtle. Well, not all of them. There's a couple exceptions, right? The helicopter, her saying no.
Right, yep.
You know, there's like, you know, each episode there's maybe two or three obviously incongruent things. But then the rest of the show is, like, just a weird old-timey show. And that is so strange that you end up then talking about all of these, like, super deep things that may or may not be correct, or is not a pro or a con, it's just weird. It's a weird thing. I mean, I just think, I mean, going along for the ride, just watching it and seeing little bits and pieces and watching it unfold, and at some point there may be an aha moment that's cool, but it's fun, you know. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
It's a fun show. I like anybody, you can try to figure out what's going on, but I'm kind of hanging about for a bit. One thing I wish they would have done is I wish they would have got to it a little bit more. It felt like they needed something, like, pretend like you're Amber and you know nothing about this universe, and you watch the first episode, you might be like, all right, I'm not really, you didn't get anything to grab me. I almost felt like it would have been nice if the first two episodes would have been one, and they would have got to the time reversal a little bit more faster, because, like Ryan was saying, it's a normal show with, like, 20 seconds of something weird. I kind of want, like, 15 minutes and a minute of something weird, and another 15 minutes and a minute of something weird. I wish they would move it along, and it's fine. It is what it is. I know they're setting everything up. They're just setting it up at a glacial pace. And you could say that would be a better payoff, but for me, I just wish it would have been a little bit faster as they move. Yeah, it's cool to see all the stuff in the background, all the Easter eggs, and see everything that's going on. The commercials, I think, are going to be her traumas. That's what it seemed like. You know, fucking Civil War was... No. Ultron, she talked about how she sat in that room and it beeped at them for 2 days or whatever, and then it seems like those are her traumas that she's going to deal with. I'm interested in seeing the next one. I am interested in to watch more. I just wish that they would, like, put it this way, if next week it's the same kind of show where it's 28 minutes of 70s show and then 2 minutes of, like, Marvel stuff, I'm going to be like, I got to wait another week for more. It feels like I just leveled up to something cool, and now we're not going to play that game for a month. That's what it feels like to me. I'm still really enjoying it, though.
I think the first episode had the least amount of weirdness, and I feel like the next one had slightly more. So I'm, like, hoping it has a ramp of, like, you know, a minute out of the whole episode in the first one, and a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and so on. It like, ramps up over 10 episodes where it's going to be that.
That's fine. Just get to it a little bit more. Like,
I actually wouldn't be surprised if at the end it's all, like, weirdness. And in some ways, with the WandaVision, the naming it of that and stuff like that, I can get the slow build I think next episode will be a real clue to the pace at which it changes. You know, are we going to get 1 minute? Are we going to get less than 1 minute? Are we going to get like 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 minutes? Like, if we get 10 minutes of like, we got a clue what's going on, that would be interesting. I bet you we won't, though. I bet you it'll be like 1 minute.
I don't know. When I think of like the really good shows that got me with their pilots, The Shield really got me, because the last minute, it's a cop show, and the last minute everything changes. Fucking Game of Thrones, it's a normal show, and at the end there's some fucking and kill and kid sibling fucking and kid killing. And this show, yeah, you had the last no, but the entire time she's basically doing magic, so it's not like it was like, oh my god. You know, I wanted something like to grab me more if this was the pilot. I still enjoyed it. I really liked the dinner party sequence, like at the end of it. That was the creepy part in that episode, right? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You know, that was cool. I like that. I want more of that filtered within. When you have the weird, the one thing I watched on the internet this week, I try to not watch the stuff on the internet because I like to kind of piece it together myself. But the one thing I did see was her first line, which I thought was cool. My husband with the indestructible head, and that's literally how he died, was right. Thanos pulled out his head.
Right.
Yeah, I like the stuff like that. I like to find it as well. I don't know. I just...
My wife with the flying saucers.
Yes. So I'm interested in seeing what happens. I just wish that the world was... I was in the world more, because I think it's cool. I think it's cool how it's going to factor in and bleed into Doctor Strange. And
the flying saucers thing, that's definitely going to be... That's interesting.
Well,
you
know what sword is.
Into that line.
Right? Yeah. Like, what does sword stand for? Strategic, like worldly, or something?
World,
off-world?
Yeah, it's basically off-world stuff. Well, shield is on-land, is like any celestial or in terrestrial stuff. Sword is...
Didn't they just change the acronym for SWORD in the comics?
Yes, because basically now there's a multiverse, the multiversal stuff. Yes, they can do all that stuff too. But then there's also offshoots, there's Spear. There's a bunch of different ones. SWORD and the Shield and the Spear and so on. Mickey, what are you saying? Come on.
Oh, me?
Yeah, did you like it?
I loved it. I loved it.
Okay.
I don't know enough about the Marvel world outside of the movies to know all of the Easter eggs, and I didn't follow it that in that regard, so it's been real interesting just being quiet and listening to you guys talk about that part, because that part really interests me. And that's basically the only thing I ever look at or look up after one of these types of shows, is I just look up a list of Easter eggs, just because I like to see people's opinions on stuff I might have missed. But other than that, my favorite part was just the artistic value. I mean, clear to you guys that one of my favorite shows about a Marvel character was Legion, and that's the big piece of Legion that made it so good for me, was just that it was just an artistic masterpiece. I mean, everything about it was artistic. They put a lot of value into the artistic makeup of that show, and I really felt they kind of did the same with this one. So it hooked me and took me along for a fun ride, and I loved the pace, and I loved everything about it.
Yep.
Right. Like, they did a really good job of like playing those types of characters.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if your complaint is you want more faster, it's not really a complaint, right? It's but you know, it's my prerogative to complain about shit, so that's what we do.
and when you were saying that made me thought about that. I'm like, with the pace of the show, it actually might have been real nice to the viewers to have really small at once instead of piece them out, just knowing the
right.
pace of the show. Yeah. But at the same time, it's going to pull people that care in.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's what Amy kind of reminded me of the first episode, the 50s episode, was pretend like you don't know these characters, and pretend like this episode is establishing these characters. He's kind of like a robot dude, and she's kind of like a magic dude, and they're having fun, but something weird is going on. So pretend like you're not a Marvel fan, you're watching this show. You kind of need episode one. And then episode two, you kind of see that there's more shit, and then it goes off from there. I'll buy that. And then there's enough fan service in the background where you don't have to worry about it. I'm just not sure if you're not a Marvel fan, you're still watching. It seems like you're not a Marvel fan. You might be like, okay, let me know when something happens. I'll tune in then and binge it then. Yeah, I had fun, though. I had fun with the show.
Yeah, I don't see a non-Marvel fan watching that show.
But that's, I mean, it's on Disney Plus. That's a family thing. That's kind of what they want. They want the people that are not the Marvel fans. They want to grow their subscription base. They're like, they want someone to say, I'm not a Marvel fan, but I watched this show and it's really cool. Now I can tell all my other non-Marvel fans about it and how weird it is. Right.
Well, at this point, they I don't see it pulling people. It could change if it the show like takes a twist. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it's weird enough where people are like, want to watch. Because it's like, you're like, I don't really want the regular Sora, the superhero stuff. That's not what really gets me or I like. Maybe I'll try this thing. It's kind of weird. Like people watch Legion because it was weird, right? And then it was a superhero thing. Was it all people who like superheroes watched it, or did it catch anybody? We don't know. It could catch a few people, and then put them on that path, you know, to go back.
Yeah, that's the nice thing is that if you're not a casual fan and you jump into one of these, you are going to get paid off in spades because. Like, pretend like you're 14 and you're not really a huge Marvel fan, or 13 or whatever, and you pick up this show, 14, I don't know. You know, you haven't really been a huge Marvel fan, more of a Star Wars fan, whatever. And you watch this show, and you're like, it turns out that she's creating multiverses, and that's what Doctor Strange has to go see, and then mutants come in and shit happens. And then you're like, fuck, what that happened? Now I gotta go back and see. Because if it's gonna be talking about her trauma, she's eventually gonna have to deal with the fact that her brother died. There's gonna be something about her brother died. There's gonna be something about the love of her life dying. There's gonna be something about her feeling like she's being betrayed by everything and that her parents died. If you need to pick somebody that went through trauma, she's your gal. She's experienced everything. So it's not surprising that her mind can do whatever it wants to do to protect itself. And I'm looking forward to seeing which way they go with it. And I don't think there's a wrong answer.
Do we think that Vision isn't real? I kind of under the impression that this is her way of saving Vision.
Could be.
She put him into some sort of multiverse that she created.
Yeah. I don't think he's real yet, but there's a part of me that goes, okay, how much did Shuri copy? When she was trying to copy him to get the Mind Stone out, and psychologically, how much is she rebuilding him in here? Is there a way then to merge the two to basically make a Vision that's a little science, magic come together to finish that off.
Well, I mean, you could make the case that, you know, that is what she's doing. And then, like, for example, when she speaks up and says, no, save him, you know, like, she corrects him. That's where she's, like, programming his proper behavior, where maybe, like, what he had captured didn't have enough to do the right thing there. It was like, no, now you would save him. Yep. Go. And so then, fixing, all right, circuits adjusted, all right, now I'm more Vision-y, because basically she's simulating scenarios and then, like, saying, the Vision I know would have done this, and, like, and if he's off, she can correct
then,
it.
Then, I mean, you could be saying that version 1 is the first episode, is version 1, as it, and not only is she changing and adapting and, like, going through her trauma and working through as the way it does, now he is also, like, episode 2 is generation 2. Generation 3, he's getting more and more towards, like, what he is, like, which is a hero. Because before, he's, like, bumbling. Sure, he's got powers and stuff, but he's not a hero yet. She's not even a hero yet.
Yeah. Right? I think it would be, I mean, just talking amongst you guys, it would be interesting if so Sword's there. I honestly feel like she's working with, or was working. Here's a scenario I'll lay out based on shit that probably didn't happen, but I think would be interesting. They saved a bunch of Vision. We don't know how much. Right. If you want to go to try to complete that repair, you might send in Wanda mentally in some way to try to save him. And then if she gets trapped in there, or somebody nefarious takes that opportunity And if they're not pointing towards Mephisto in some way, then it's the biggest bait and switch that I've seen in a long time.
I know.
I mean, there's so much shit in the background, and Agnes is there. There's so much crap that... And don't get me wrong, they very could be like, oh, you think what's going... You know what's going on? No, that's the fucking... Right. What do they call it? The red herring. That's the red herring.
Yep.
But regardless, yeah, Vision's fucked up. That could even be what episode 2 was about, where he's all fucked up and, you know, like, he's all gummed up and she's trying to help him, yep, and shit. So... Yep. It very much could be this is a whole let's try to go in and repair Vision and then something bad happens to her and they're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. And it could even...
No.
And she went in intentionally and now she's stuck in there.
Yeah, you missed that part. But that was... She went in intentionally to fix them. And it could even be that she's reliving trauma so much that she creates this reality for her own. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, because like what when they're at the party or the thing to... the planning party... When she's all like, Dottie's like, the devil's in the details. And she's like, this is like, that's not the only place the devil is.
Yeah, there's
but
so
she's
much.
She's also holding alcohol. She's also holding alcohol, which you could take as like, oh, alcohol is where the devil is.
Yeah.
So, but
there's
but the way she perfect. Is, you're like, fuck, there's too much Mephisto in here. It was too much of a tease. Too much of a tease.
But it is a bit of the D&D DM masturbation scenario where some of these things... will only be awesome when it's revealed how they were awesome. So it might be the show where when you watch it the second time, you'll be like, oh shit, man. But the first time around, you just can't know. You can guess this thing and that thing.
Yeah.
You just can't.
And I would argue that a lot of good writing is that. I mean, you don't know until it's revealed, right? That's this thing means something, but it actually means something else. I mean, it's the hold the door situation, you know. It's that kind of stuff that is masturbation until you get along to opening the door, and then it's mutual masturbation.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you, but I would also say that's like what's the word?
Literary.
Literary.
Literary, like, you know, where I don't know that, like the Marvel universe. Actually, I don't know that common video media. Like, depends on that as much. And even, like you know, a lot of story, like Harry Potter or something has got far less of that. You know, the most popular stories probably have less of that. Not saying that's bad. I'm just saying it's a strange thing. Less of the sort of, like, traditional literary, you know, skill, for lack of a better term, you know. You know, like, people talk... What's that?
I said, I don't think you spent a lot of time with Harry Potter.
Well, I'm just debasing it on what literary experts said as it was popular. Like, there was controversy, and I thought it was always dumb because it's good kids are reading. But people said that people shouldn't be... Everybody reading Harry Potter is a waste because it's not very good literarily. That's a true thing. And maybe just
That's fucking geek. I hate that gatekeeping shit. If you're enjoying it, it's okay.
No, I agree. I'm just you see, I'm just sharing.
Yeah, no, I do.
A comparison where I don't know if they've gone this like artistic, you know, if you will. Before.
Well, think
and,
of like
and the payoff may come later.
Yeah.
You know, like the payoff in literary books is when people like talk about them in their book clubs and classes and like recognize all of the masterful sort of layering of foreshadowing and shit like that. But it
I'll choose on Harry Potter. Go on.
But you know,
hey, Hermione never got to bone what's his name, so that's what I saw coming.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yes. As comics have, like, you know, I would say in the last, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in the last 15. I'd say 15 years. There's some really, really good, like, mainstream superhero stuff. Like Jonathan Hickman wrote like Fantastic Four and stuff like that, and he started off with like things that were said or done really early, and they ended up being super key important things that seemed like they were like they were throwaway lines or throwaway dialogue or throwaway like scenes, but they were super super important. So I just think it's the quality of the writer. If they get good writers, you're gonna get that stuff. Like the longer time you have and the more confident you are in the material that you're gonna like write in, you're gonna make that line. You're like, if we change this line to say this, not only does it mean this, but it's also going to mean this thing that's going to be way better down at the end.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. I guess my point is that that kind of writing and that kind of, you know, video showing
is
fucking guy in his Harry Potter look.
Harry Potter is just stupid. Anybody likes it is an idiot. But my second point is that this is just a different way of appreciating this, which requires you to get through to the end to fully appreciate it.
Yeah.
Is different than some other shows,
yeah.
Right?
So,
some shows you just like, bam, each episode is like, holy fuck, that was amazing. This, in order to appreciate everything, right, you're going to have to see more, is all I'm saying.
Seymour Jones. So is M. Night Shyamalan then like the master of masturbation? Because you never know what's happening in his movies until the very end.
Yeah, yeah, but he's like trying too hard, you know. It's almost like Harry Potter. Exactly. It's like some people think it's good, but it's actually so bad that you don't even want to talk about
who,
it.
You know what? My favorite shows were always this type of show. Like, what was fucking Rimbaldi Device? Who wrote that shit, Dave?
Alias.
Alias. Is that Joss Whedon?
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, I mean, Alias was that type of thing where weekly shit would happen, but you didn't know what the reference was until it all laid out eventually before you. And those are my favorite kind of shows. So I'm hoping that the same.
All the good shows have that kind of element.
Like the biggest proponent of this masturbation that Ryan is would be before the ending would be Lost. Lost would always have crazy ideas and cool things, and that would like end with something, and at the end it would be like show you something, you'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Why is that happening?
So how did the pilot end?
Yeah, exactly.
There's like a fucking polar bear and some other shit's going on. That like captured you, it grabbed you. It's like,
yes,
fucking polar bear, what's going on? This was not as dramatic. This was not the polar bear moment I was hoping for. So maybe there will be one in three.
But if they were sticking to the theme of the style of TV at the time in the sitcom, they didn't have that.
Yeah, they didn't have polar bears.
They had polar bears in the 60s. Are you advocating there's no fucking polar bears in the 60s?
No, actually,
what kind of communist motherfucker?
Yeah, and that I thought was fucking like red, like it's like, yeah, and this guy is a communist. And everyone's like,
yeah, the laugh track was weird.
And yeah, that was so weird. And like, what got him though? When he ate big red gum, there's so many like red things that like fuck things up.
Yeah.
Big red communism, it's just a red herring. Everybody knows that.
I look forward to bowing before my perpetual Marvel shows that will hopefully all bleed into each other, and movies all bleed into each other, and for eternity until I'm lying on my deathbed at the age of 1,748.
Right.
All right.
But yeah, it was good.
Anything else we could say about it? Or I mean, we only got a few more hours, but I wait till for Amy, so another 12 hours,
right,
24 hours to watch it.
When does it come out? When did new episodes of the show come out?
Like 2 in the morning or something like that.
On
Fridays.
Tomorrow, so. But, I don't have anything else on that show. Yeah, I liked it. Looking forward to it. It's a fun...
It is one of those.
And the fact that it's a half hour, it's easy.
Yeah, and it is definitely one of those. You could go back and like watch it slowly, look in the background, make up shit if it's actually there. See it, make up shit that might be there but probably isn't. But you just kind of make it up anyway. But anyway,
it's yeah. Like there's a part of me like during that dinner scene, like she's kind of talking and whatever, and the guy starts. Just about where he's like, hey, and where are you from? And blah, blah, blah. Her hand moves in effect. And I'm like, is she doing her fucking weird hand thing and making him choke? And I was like, fuck no. Why would she do that? And I'm like, maybe she is. Maybe subconsciously she's fucking making that guy choke in order to. Now, with Ryan saying that she's writing Vision's programming, that, like, in order to make him save him, she would make him choke in order to get. Him to be a hero. So I mean, it could be, but then again, I'm making up a lot of stuff.
It's a weird ass show, and it's fun. I actually am slightly tempted to go and rewatch episodes. Like every time the new episode comes out, watch the previous one and then the new one, and then just sort of like double them up, just because it's so subtle. It's so subtle.
Yep. I'll be rewatching them just to some of the things that you guys have mentioned here that I missed.
And they're quick. You don't got to commit a lot of time.
Yeah. I want to make sure if it's going to be themes that are going to show up in other episodes, I want to make sure I go back and see them.
See if you can find the clock hands, which I don't think is a thing, but apparently is a rumor on the internet.
Yeah. There's no sixes on anything. Ooh, shit. Mickey, there's no sixes, but if you add up all the sixes, it's like 666.
Yes.
If the devil is six, and the devil is six, then
all right.
It's seven.
Do we have more things to talk about this evening?
Dave probably has like a lot of things. He's always on the internet.
I didn't have much. I mean, we talked previously how they were making a D&D movie, and Chris Pine is supposed to star in it.
Yep.
They are also now making a D&D TV show. Action TV show.
Really?
Separate director, separate company, separate production company, but they want to actually do it live action, kind of Games of Thrones type-ish, you know, but with D&D, so...
They better have fucking. The more fucking, the more people you're going to get to watch.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
I just want one episode where it's shopping.
Yeah, like... And, like,
you know, like, when it's like, okay, all right. Chris is like, come on. Everyone's
what
like,
what else do you want to do today?
I don't know. I got this. It's like an episode where the wizard is trying to determine what spells he wants to take. It's like...
Bartering for items, like, you know, I could really use that, you know, like,
right?
You should take this, like, nah, I don't need it. It's like, no, you really need it. Come on, Ed, you're the one who needs to use this. Yeah, I'm fine.
Right.
I don't need a brand new shiny axe.
I do think they need an episode where there's an obvious goal, but they never get there.
Yeah. Or just, right. Like, there's a goal, and for some reason something happens, and then the episode doesn't know what to do because it completely destroys the entire episode. Like, well, shit, what do we do now? I don't know. I'm in jail. Well, fuck. Let's create a new show.
Yeah, that's fun.
Expanse is really good. Watch this week's episode. It's really good. Just watch it.
Oh, Magic the Gathering. What's the new set that came out? I saw something about it.
Vikings.
Yeah.
Vikings in it.
Ryan, Chris, you don't know anything about magic anymore?
Everything about magic.
Kaldheim.
Cases of magic.
Yeah, so what's it called? What's it about? What's the new thing? What's the new ability?
Oh, I don't open them. I don't open them because I don't have friends that come over to fucking play magic with me anymore.
Kaldheim. Previews.
Ryan, what does it do, man? Come on.
You know, it's there. You can pre-order now. I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Forge your own legend. Didn't even realize. Oh, there's a new mechanic called Foretell. It says, during your turn, you may pay 2 colorless mana and exile this card from your hand face down. Cast it on a later turn for its Foretell cost. Oh. So, and during your turn... So it looks like you could do it as an instant, maybe?
Well, usually
probably
depends.
Based on the card.
Yeah, it depends what it is.
But there's probably some instants that you can do, some sorceries that you can do.
Yeah, no,
you know, and it also lets you get it out of your hand, which is interesting, because you basically play it partially and say, like, something's going to happen. You don't know what. It's like those morph cards that you flipped upside down, but like it looks like this one's at least a sorcery.
You get to pay your class to... You get to pay a price to put it in your pocket until later.
Yeah, and technically it protects it with... it's technically exiled, I believe, is the term that it puts it in.
Yeah.
You can play anything from exile if something... It could be cast for that as well. It hasn't come out online yet, so once people start playing online, I'll know a lot more about it. From watching.
So that sounds like a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Trap card.
You
activated my trap card.
That's more of the morphs, but yeah.
See? They're fucking stealing from Yu-Gi-Oh! I love it.
There's also Boast. It says, in this case...
From the Vikings.
You target player searches their library for a card, then shuffles their library and puts that card on top.
Yeah, it's Demonic Tutor, or the other one. The one that puts it on top.
Hey, Chris, if you collect all these cards, I guess next Christmas, I think I just need a set of Bob Ross land cards.
Yeah, they were really expensive and like sold out right. everywhere. So
they sold out fast. Like,
sold out
within an hour.
Really quickly. So you can get them on the aftermarket, but that's expensive. But yeah, that was a good idea. So if you next Christmas, if you happen to run across a few, I could use them.
Can hit me up for Christmas.
But on the reason to watch the Peacock is there is a show called Young Rock.
Really?
It's basically the Rock. If you watch it, it's like it's about him growing up. It's like, so there's him as a little kid, him as a medium kid, and him with his dad's all like.
His dad looks, is a professional wrestler.
Wrestler, yeah, because he's like, yeah, he's a third generation professional wrestler.
Is it
just a Rock Stroke Fest?
Is it a current one or is it coming out?
It's coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, later this year.
So that means we brought up the Peacock. We should probably talk about CBS All Access, which is shedding their CBS logo and becoming Paramount Plus.
Yes.
So they are pulling everything from Paramount into the CBS All Access. So CBS All Access is going away. Basically, they're recognizing that CBS itself probably doesn't have enough pull. Well, Star Trek doesn't have enough pull to keep it going amongst all the other competition. And since you have to have a plus in your name for anything to be a streaming service, it's now going to be Paramount Plus, which is good for me because it's the same price and I get Nickelodeon, so now I don't got to pay for like Paw Patrol shit and stuff. It's all going to come to me, which is nice. But that is
they already made the change on the app, right? Like
yep.
I see Nickelodeon when I log in.
Yep. Yep, I think so.
Right, yeah, because it's March 4th.
Yeah, March 4th is like the launch date for their thingy.
Well, Ryan, you know, just so you know, BET is on there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, BET.
Good.
All right. BET. You get all the big booty that you want.
What else? What else is out there? What else is on Paramount? I know it's Nickelodeon.
Comedy Central. MTV, Smithsonian Channel. I'm just looking.
Right, those are other extras.
If you ever want to watch the Smithsonian Channel.
What are some good, like all the big Paramount movies?
Yeah, so it's cool. I'm glad. I'm happy that. I mean, we kind of cemented the big five streaming services now, and the streaming wars can begin in earnest. What did I have for dinner? Oh, meat and cheese. I'm hungry. You guys hungry? I'm fucking starving.
Medium.
But,
Damn running days.
Jones are on there. Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, Disney Plus, as of February 19th, will have all the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
It is cool, because,
so,
you know.
1976 to 1981. Which is cool, because all five seasons.
Was it Sunday nights it was on? Do you guys remember growing up? Was it Sunday nights?
Yeah, I think it was Sunday nights, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Or Saturday nights. I don't know. It's one of my earliest memories as a kid is sitting down like weekly, not every week, but and watching that show. And the nostalgia should be fucking ridiculous as I make my children watch it until they get bored of it.
What I remember now is, like, the Muppets was the first that I watched as a kid and thought it was really funny and ridiculous and stuff. But then if you watch it now as an adult, you're like, wow, some of those jokes are fucking adult jokes. And you're like, yeah, these are adult jokes.
Yeah. Disney did something with the Muppets that were at the Disney World places, but I don't remember what it was.
The Hollywood studio. Yeah, we did the Muppet Show.
Yeah, they right? changed it, or they're getting rid of it, or I mean, you guys remember how busy it was. We could basically just walk there at any time, and I guess it's not one of their big attractions right now, and it's taking up space, so they didn't do something else with it. And I don't
the rest out of the sun.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys how much you pay attention to the whole Disneyland stuff that's going on, but apparently Disney's making a lot of changes now. Like, they're getting rid of annual passes, they're getting rid of multi-park days. You have to stay in the same park basically. And I didn't know before that they had been prioritizing guests or out of town rather than annual passes, which kind of sucks for people with annual passes. So, but I guess they're hurting a little bit. They're only going to make a few billion this year, so you know.
Right.
Yeah, cause I think Disneyland is still closed, and you know they're only getting out of the world money from the world. So
it reminds me, what was it, Friday? Me and Amy went out to dinner. We went to TGI Fridays. We had some whiskey sauce of things because they lost their licensing thing with Jack Daniels. So it's no longer called Jack Daniels, it's called whiskey. But it was nice. It was nice to get out again and go to dinner, which is something we haven't done in months. So it was kind of cool.
Nice.
Okay, are we done?
Yeah. Other than that, I don't think I have any. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else.
Okay.
Really.
We'd probably be remiss if we don't mention that tomorrow's the 22nd, which is, of course, Adam's birthday and no other event. Happy birthday, Adam! Glad to. I wish you were here.
Nothing special about tomorrow.
Nothing else other than Adam's birthday. So happy birthday, Adam! And I guess
listen to the podcast, so it doesn't matter.
happy anniversary, Ryan! You too.
Happy birthday for us, though.
That happy anniversary, Ryan, for you and Amber. What is it? 10 years now? 11?
Good question. I got to figure that out.
Knew that was going to be your answer because that's how I roll too. I'm like, what year is it? 13? Are you sure?
Yeah. It's a really good question though. I'm glad you asked.
Well, I'll look it up and find out. 18? 19? Can we take a guess? Yeah, let's take some guesses. It's got to be.
I can play too. This is good.
Well, yeah, I know. It's got to be. Honestly, I think 17 or 18 has got to be about right.
Yeah.
You better hope it's not fucking 20.
Is that right? That's
She's like,
so
what
long.
Are we doing for our 20? And you're like,
I feel like my guess is 17, yeah. But that seems long.
What year?
Right?
You don't remember.
Weird.
Well, how long? Do you remember how long you were married before you had June? Approximately?
I don't. I would guess, though, it was maybe 4 years or something.
Okay,
like,
and she's what? She's 15 or so. So add 4 to that.
No. Not quite. Yeah, she's 10, so that's 14. I thought we passed 15 though. Maybe not.
You're past 15 because this was.
So that's why I think it's 16
year.
Or 17.
Yeah, I think.
But I think it might be 16.
I'm at like 13 or something. So I think you, 16 or 17. I'd say if I had to guess.
It's crazy because at some point it does not feel like that long.
No,
like,
it doesn't at all.
Probably 6 years ago it didn't feel near that long.
I was like, did you get married the year before I did or 2 years before I did? I thought it was 2 years.
Are you here next week or are you taking off? I don't remember. You said 29th you're leaving, right?
Good question.
This is 29th.
29th is
I love knowing more than Ryan. About his life.
Leaving on the that's why I tell you these things so that you can remind me.
And you're gone for what, 3 months or something like that?
Gone for like 3 weeks. I will probably be able to do many of our online events still.
Not with that camera, you're not going to.
Not necessarily always. Yeah, not with the camera. I won't bring this camera. It's too nice. Too graphic.
Where are you going for 3 weeks?
He's moving. He's moving.
I'm going to Mississippi.
Moving to Mississippi.
He's going. He's like, there's too many colors up here. I got to get back.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
But
no.
Mississippi?
He wants to go to a place. Go ahead.
It's a boring fucking state, dude.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, but
like, I've driven through it like a few times. It's boring.
He's just really interested in having less COVID restrictions so he can go out and about. So Mississippi is the place to go. They don't even allow masks in Mississippi.
So the deal is...
Oh, they allow masks. They just have to be
attached to them. Yeah. As long as they're white and over your head.
No watching BET down there.
So we're going to Mississippi because, strictly because my in-laws are traveling, you know, because they're retired and they're going the RV, and they happen to be there for a couple months, and basically, Amber was ready to go somewhere, so we're driving somewhere that's warmer, and we're gonna get Airbnb, and stay there for a couple weeks, and basically work and go to school remotely. This is, did I point?
I'm pointing at Dave. You hold your tongue, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you can say what you want. I don't care. I don't have strong,
her family, who's notorious to be a certain way, are like, we gotta get out of here. We gotta go south.
Well, the reason why they go there, I think, is because, like, it's
because they're
cheap.
I mean, most people go to Arizona.
Yeah, go Florida. AZ or something. Go.
I mean, my parents went to Arizona. For
that's where the rich folks go. You know, Arizona. Well, it's all relative. It's
yeah, or go like you know what's just to the right of Arizona, New Mexico, which is fucking great.
Yeah. I've never been either, but that's why we're going there. For me, it's going to be a be in a slightly warmer climate for a while, which I think will be nice. But otherwise, it's going to be mostly like working. I mean, I'm working again, and so it'll be a different place to go for walks and hang out after work and stuff, which may be nice.
It's good the whole family can work or go to school from down there because then they don't have to worry about it. We were thinking about something similar since it's so cheap right now to fly and everything. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm in a place where I want to go somewhere for a few weeks. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Like, how is the internet down there? I know that
they don't have the internet in Mississippi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What is Ryan going to do?
He's got a hot spot.
I am on the impression that the internet at the location is fine. However, if it's not, we'll have to deal with it. I mean, we're driving, so we have flexibility.
It's dial-up.
That would be funny. I mean, it's not a third world country I'm going to here.
You're going to Mississippi. Yes, you are.
Hey, Ryan, do you have the address?
But Bernie there.
I wonder what Bernie looks like there.
Let's see about Bernie.
I don't know that I
do. You don't understand. You remember how I've been... You know, I've been doing this GeoGuessr thing. Like, you go to the middle of Nigeria, and it looks identical to the middle of Mississippi. So it's the same thing.
Yeah,
I've been in Mississippi a couple times, and it's the worst state I've been in this country.
It's also least literate state.
Tell me more. I'm seriously curious.
The people were just horrible.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Like dicks, or like, I mean, there's different forms of horrible. I'm just curious what you mean.
I mean, you're not going to be driving places, but driving through there sucked really bad just because they're, yep, like, terrible, terrible drivers. And it's like, I'm not saying we're the best drivers, but at least there's sometimes there's courtesy, but there's like, no, it's basically everyone for themselves. It's like fucking Mad Max of the road.
And that's, it's very similar just talking to the people I've talked to. I mean, it's like, we all know dicks in this world, you know? Yeah. And the people I've talked to, they're just coming off as dicks.
Yeah, it's the capital of the Dixie line. I mean, or Dixie County. No, it didn't work out. But hey, if you guys had to say your least favorite state, we never had this question. What is your least favorite state?
I don't have state hate.
Okay, generally. So we'll think of this for next week. I'm assuming right now it's Mississippi for everybody. But remember...
It's going to be burning.
Well, give me a couple weeks, I might be with you. But I have never been there before.
2 weeks in, he's like, we're leaving. We were going to stay three. We're moving to fucking... We're going to Louisiana, because this is bullshit.
It'd be 2 days in. Be like, find another place.
Yeah, Mississippi is definitely the Deep South, and the Deep South has a reputation for a reason. So, but you're white, so you'll be okay. I just worry about, you know, your progressive talk and shit. Where you're like, I am he, him, my pronouns, and then you're being lynched and shit.
Definitely do not bring up Bernie.
I don't intend to talk to people in general. I mean, I'm going to play this like Amy would love it, a vacation. A vacation where I go somewhere else and avoid talking to anyone. You know, it's going to be like... just different climate is my goal.
Yeah, at some point you'll have to go to the store or something and you'll be like, uh-oh.
Yeah, no. Walmart's got curbside pickup. We got to figure it out.
I'm sure there's nice people. They just didn't seem very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's everybody.
Their happiness, you know, quotient is probably really low.
It's a really poor state, too. We got to keep that in mind. I think it is like one of the lowest in the GDP per capita like income. It's like, I think it is the lowest. It's the lowest. Same thing with education. And with that, you get, you know, with poverty comes a specific type of anger in your world and stuff. So. But anyways, we all love Mississippi. So if you're listening from Mississippi, send us a line and let us know what you think of your state and what you think of the North and where we're at and shit. So anyways, we'll be back next week. Everyone have a good night.
Send that too, Chris.
What? They can send it to... MickeyTheMan@gmail.com, or if you don't like that, RyanThomas@AOL.edu. All right, everybody have a good week. See you later.
See ya.